Join us this week as we focus on the City of Springfield's Zone Blitz initiative, which aims to improve the lives of citizens in Springfield's Northwest Quadrant, or Zone 1, district. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners Springfield's Best, Dr. Frank Newman of Mercy Clinic Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery, and Sunbelt Environmental Services. The City of Springfield's Zone Blitz initiative is all about neighbors helping lift neighbors out of poverty in Northwest Springfield by addressing the challenges they face and creating opportunities. According to Jody Glasner, the Give Back Director at Springfield's North Point Church, the ideals embodied in the Zone Blitz initiative are right in their wheelhouse.
We've been talking the last few years as North Point, how do we take what we do as give back, giving back to our community, how do we take that from an event level into a neighborhood level, kind of this idea of moving from a good Samaritan to a good neighbor.
Jody says the church settled on a dream center model to provide what she calls hope and help for our neighborhood. Now, most dream centers around the country seem to concentrate either on the problems of addiction and homelessness or on kids and family.
So for us, we started to identify what's our biggest problem in Springfield. And everyone kept saying meth, 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 drugs, drugs, drugs. Some people were like, you're going to go addicts and homelessness. And I said, no, we're going kids and families. Because for us, the drug use that's in our town is not the problem. It's the answer to a problem. So people are using it as a solution to a problem that they're facing, which is brokenness at an individual and family level. So we're going to really reach out to our kiddos, to our families, work on restoring some hope, teaching people how to dream.
So the next step was finding an appropriate, centralized, permanent venue for this dream center.
About the same time we got really serious, we got a letter in the mail from Hamlin Baptist Memorial. And they were saying, hey, we need to give our $1.3 million building away, free of charge, but we want to give it to someone who's going to turn it into a dream center type of location. So it was exactly what our dream and prayer was.
They were thinking the same thing.
They were on the same track. So they sent that letter to 19 organizations, both nationally and locally. So we responded quickly.
Hamlin Memorial Baptist Church at 829 West Atlantic in Springfield was about to move to a new venue, and they ended up selecting three organizations to present in-person proposals to them, including North Point Church. North Point Church got the nod. They would receive the old Hamlin Church property for their dream center, but it didn't end there.
And it just became this beautiful partnership. They're still what we would consider founding partners of us. We have volunteers from Hamlin here today serving with us and making this possible to be in the neighborhood.
The dream center will offer after-school care for K through high school, as well as volunteer opportunities, job skill training, and college prep for teenagers. They're also planning community dinners, which will include an educational component for adults on subjects like parenting, financial literacy, even home weatherizing for winter. Learning from each other, says Jody Glasner of North Point Church.
So much of lifting families out of poverty is making sure you have the education and then the opportunity to use it. And so often, one of those pieces is missing. You either don't have the knowledge you need to make the next step out of poverty, or you don't have the opportunity to use what you've learned. So we want to try to provide both of those options for families.
There will also be such services as computer labs, 10 free hours of counseling, and a food pantry. In addition to the services offered at the Dream Center campus, staff and volunteers will be getting directly out in the community to visit residents and talk about what they need. Now, the Dream Center isn't officially open yet. They'll officially initiate some programming in January 2017, and they'll be in full launch mode by spring break. But, says Jody Glasner,
Christmas is the kickoff.
Specifically, a Christmas party where parents and caregivers of children, people who might not be able to provide Christmas presents otherwise, are able to select gifts from among literally hundreds of donated toys, books, and clothes, totally free of charge. North Point Church has hosted this event for several years, and they wanted to unofficially inaugurate the Dream Center with it this year. According to Jody Glasner, this Christmas party, held on December 10th, was providing gifts as well as breakfast and a visit with Santa for 340 children from 121 families. And between the families and more than 330 volunteers, the place was crowded. Says Jody Glasner,
a lot of our families don't qualify for other Christmas events, so they're what we call borderline families. So they don't technically fall under a poverty line, but they are one mishap away from being there.
Among those being helped at this Dream Center Christmas party was Candace Krivak, who was selecting gift items for her young niece.
We've been struggling a little. We were borderline today at Crosslines, but they picked us up here because we were just like $50 over at Crosslines, but they picked us up here. And they've been super awesome, nice. So they just don't understand how much people are in need today. I mean, I'm on disability and stuff, and there's a lot of people that need help. I sometimes feel very forgotten.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Just that remember that people are people, and we're all equal, and we should be loved all equal.
For more information, visit SpringfieldDreamCenter.com. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by Springfield's Best, Dr. Frank Newman of Mercy Clinic Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery, and Sunbelt Environmental Services.